pudding going. Let me get video. Yeah, there we go. Okay, just got that light in your eyes.
How's your daughter feeling?
She's fine. She was feeling fine 3 hours after she felt sick. Okay? We all had to. We all had to.
Yeah, you had to take it.
Whatever. Anyway, oh, Hoshin, that's behind now. Getting ready for the next challenge. Okay. Tov. Fine. So yesterday we spoke about the central theme is Pasa Simcha V'Tuv Levav. That's what we spoke about. We haven't defined any of our terms yet. We spoke about the we spoke yesterday with Makev dealing with the subject of Sameach Bechelkoi, but specifically in the Ruchnistike area. That's what we spoke about. That's something that most people don't know about. They don't know that it's even mutter to be Sameach Bechelkoi in Ruchnias. That was a big chiddush for a lot of people. You're supposed to be always miserable and depressed and feeling that you're not doing properly and you're not doing well enough and you're not doing good enough and you could do better and what's wrong with you. And so this is a new concept, this concept of being Sameach Bechelkoi Beruchnias. So let's get rid of the background noise there. So that was a bit of a chiddush, and we're going to spend a lot of time dealing with that. The whole sefer really revolves in one way or another. If you think back, if you remember anything we've learned, revolves around that sugya, the Sameach Bechelkoi in Ruchnias, and of course in Gashmias. It's no good that you Sameach Bechelkoi in Ruchnias and you're miserable in Gashmias, because you're going to be miserable somewhere. We learn how to balance these things. And as we saw yesterday, it's not posher. These things are subtle, and you have to play around with them. Zalo, you're going to just be Sameach Bechelkoi in Ruchnias, meaning you're going to be satisfied with them. You're going to sit back and not do anything. It's also a problem. You know, there has to be room for a desire to grow, to learn more, curiosity, sheifas. For sure, we're not going to destroy that. But being Sameach Bechelkoi b'gash b'ruchnias, obviously, you have to understand what that means. Okay, so. So let's see the last paragraph here on Daf Lamed Gimel just before we get to just in Simcha V'Tuv Levav. Just we're in the introduction here, so let's not try and draw too many conclusions. So it says a matzav shubo nismach bechalkeni beruchnis ubegashim is rochochu mitanu. So he tells that the situation a matzav of simcha where we samach bechalkein ruchnis in gashmias is very far from us. היכולות לחוש בשמחה להודות על החסד השם שניתן לנו באמצעות the ability to feel בשמחה and to thank Hashem for the chesed that he gave us באמצעות בני ביתנו, our families, our children, panosa, makom gereini, where you live, the place where you work, your talents, kishosenu, atzlochosenu, all the atzlochos you've had, the gam kishlonoisenu. Now I wouldn't have put that in, neither would have you. You have to thank Hashem also for the place where you tripped up, where you weren't successful. You have to thank Hashem for the times where you were successful. Thank you, Hashem, for when you seem to think that you weren't successful. That's going to have to be understood also. Why do I thank Hashem when I mess up? I'm going to thank Hashem because I messed up. No, you're trying not to mess up. When you mess up, you messed up. So then you don't feel good. No, you have to be able to be besimcha even when you mess up. You have to understand what that is. So that's very rare. For sure, that's going to be very, very rare. Understand that, because you want me to be besimcha and tuv leivov and hoydes lashem when I'm messing up. That you're off. That's going to be very rare. So I didn't even know that's shaykh. I didn't know it's supposed to do that. So for sure, that's going to be very, very unusual to find people that can do that. As Kema Mora Ben Zuma, he brings the Mishnah there. Ezra Asher Sameach Bechelkoi. This Mishnah that Ben Zoma says, Ezu Asher Sameach Bechelkoi, which we take for granted, we say it all the time, and we think we're holding this somehow. He says, Hainu Sugula Yechidim. That's something that very few people achieve. B'meshech Reivz Maneinu Melaveh Otanu Tchusha Basisis Ki Matzaveinu Anochochi Enu Tov. I'm not an anthropologist. I've never done studies on this. I don't have statistics on this. I'm just telling you what he says. But he says, most people, Ruba de Ruva, except for some Yechidim, go through their lives with a feeling, a basic underlying feeling, that their basic situation, Ruchnius and Gashmis, is not good. It's not good for a person. So he has different degrees of sadness. You know, mild sadness, just, sort of this perpetual feeling of dissatisfaction, lack of sipuk, lack of achievement, because he's not samach b'chelko. Now, I thought being samach b'chelko was a poshut. I mean, everybody's samach b'chelko at some level, so we have to see. He says it's important to just emphasize that a person who doesn't have simchas achayim, he's lacking the cornerstone. He's missing the basic foundation on which to build his whole personality. A person like that can't live in peace with his surrounding environments, with people. So he's also not able to forego whatever's his. He finds it very hard to give up what he thinks is his. And it's also very hard for him to hand over his inheritance, his ruchnias, his Yiddishkeit, to his children or to his talmidim. Because if you're miserable, no one's going to want to walk your path. One kid once said to me, I was speaking to an off-the-derech kid, and I was, you know, discussing what happened. Why are you off-the-derech? He said, why would you follow someone who's miserable? People want to be happy. Everyone wants to be happy, right? Going to the libraries and the bookshops and see everyone's writing books on how to be happy. And everyone's still miserable. So obviously no one's really written the book yet. You know, the teacher's here to be happy. But this kid said to me, it was like kind of stark for me. It hit me. I'll never forget it. It was many years ago. He said to me, why would you want to be like someone who's miserable? He said, my father was miserable, so why would I walk in his ways? You're going to follow someone. You're going to look for somebody who's always besimcha because you want to be besimcha. So you'll see, wow, what's he doing? You know, so if you're always miserable, then you're going to have a problem. He's generalizing here. We have to see. There's lots of degrees and a lot of okay. I'm not odd palm. This all has to be threshed out. Adam hamakayim es mitzvos elokav mitoy choyse simcha kemitzvos anoshim elumada eni yichol leshreis bebeis aviru shalva verugua. Someone who's keeping the mitzvah is not from simcha. He's just doing it like habitually. He's just going through the motions, doing what you have to do because you got to do it because that's what they taught you. It's very hard for him to bring into his house a atmosphere of tranquility, of simcha. B'nayis v'lachach kashel amoyed lis moyded mul kashim mul nisoynes achaim. It's also very hard to deal with the challenges that life throw at you. Very difficult, not besimcha, to deal with the challenges that life gives you. This has nothing to do with religion. It has nothing to do with Yiddishkeit. This any secular social worker, psychologist, or whatever will tell you, you know, that people are besimcha and that are happy function better than people that are. It's a double poshut. So that I think that's basic. Matzav zeh shebo asipuk hu mimenu alo. He's going to list a whole lot of problems facing our generation. As I mentioned, this was written, and these are ideas that were built 30, 40 years ago, and you have to apply them to today, but you'll see they were quite visionary. The lack of this satisfaction, of this sipuk, of this inner, let's call it simcha v'tuv levov. We don't know what that means yet, but whatever that means, it's a good thing. The lack of that is the very fertile ground where all the problems that are facing our generation grow. And then he lists a few of the problems. Machleikas tziburit rabot. Many a machleikasim, community machleikasim. So Baruch Hashem, we don't have that anymore. Everybody agrees with everybody and everybody. Everything's fine out there today. We don't have any machlokes in the kehillas. Hello. It's hard to find two people that agree on anything today. You know, somebody once asked me, why is the corona thing so bad in Israel? Whatever. So I said, because and in Canada, look, we've got how many more people and whatever. I said, yeah, in Canada, you've got 35 million people. In Israel, you've got 9 million prime ministers. You know, it's everybody just does my bali. Don't tell me what to do. You know, I know what I'm doing. I'm on top of things. You know, I will do a bidik, I won't. I will wear a mask. I won't remember. Everyone just does whatever they want. There's no, so we have incredibly terrible, bitter machleichet siburi. Terrible, terrible. In fact, you can't even go into it. You can't even try and understand it. The minute you try and understand it, you're already becoming an apikairis. Heard from Martin Godel, who's not exactly a big chosid of the internet. a very big Talmud Chochem who's involved in a lot of community affairs very quietly, but he told me, and his mamash very charif against the internet, even, I don't know, more than Rav Tauba, but certainly on the same path Rav Tauba, and he said to me, putting your head into understanding machlekes in today is more dangerous than the internet and will destroy more people than the internet. The internet, you might come out of the internet not being an apikairis, but the minute you stick your head into, I'm trying to understand machlekesim that we have to deal with today, Rahman al-Itzlan, is much too dangerous. He said, you can't even ask questions about it because you're already in a lot of trouble. So that's one of the problems. Merivot kat tonit oides ma'amadois. Terrible arguments and machlekesim about who's going to be which position, who's getting what shtela, who's going to be the avbeist in the dayan, the lot of problems. Vayot b'shalom bayis, v'yitzias b'nei u'b'nois Yisrael ha'masoilim b'paz l'chabek hasboshach sarachov. Bayim z'shal a problem, kids going off the derech, whatever problems you want to see that the communities we're facing with today. He says the growth, the place where that starts, where that seed starts sprouting, is in the fertile ground of Chosu Simcha B'Tuv Leivov. Shalom bayot v'kashim elu mistayim b'mahalach ha'nefesh ha'yirud v'ashofuch kel adam. These difficulties come, they grow, they develop in the falling nefesh, the low nefesh of a person who hasn't got inner sense of sipuk. Some of the other negative side effects of this problem. You have a checklist here, you know, you can write down, you can do a cheshbon. This is probably a cheshbon on nefesh, I suppose. Most people call cheshbon on nefesh, it's not a cheshbon on nefesh, it's a cheshbon maises. On Erev Yom Kippur, when you sit down to do what you call a cheshbon on nefesh, it's not a cheshbon on nefesh, it's a cheshbon on maisim. This probably is more like a cheshbon on nefesh. Choyse savlanut, people don't have patience, you've noticed that. Sinas chinam, you've noticed that. Kina, that's for sure we have a problem with. Tzoros ayin, kas. Metachim chavratim, stress and arguments between people. Daigois, worries, redifas, achrem, abodas, ruchnis, vagashmias, running off the covered and all sorts of stuff. Val kulam kefi shekvan izbaya, choysa hayecholes shelanu laviris atayru betzulun achoyne lialdeinu. In such a situation, not shaykh to hand Torah over to the next generation. Bichlal not, because children are very clever. They have unbelievably sensitive radar machines. They've got these little antennae. And when they see all this going on around them, why should they? And not just children, even kiruv. Even trying to kiruv when you know, how are you going to do that? All he says, you can argue, I'm not, he himself was happy to if you disagreed with him. He holds that all comes through a lack of simcha, and we're not listening carefully, we're not taking it seriously now, because we don't really know what simcha is yet. We haven't really worked out what it is and what it has to do with anything. So, and we have to understand it properly, deeply, not the way, unfortunately, it's understood out there as well. Superficial understanding of this is also going to lead you down the garden path. It's also, Lord said, a person has to understand what this means in a Torah way of understanding things properly. And then you can use it. Okay. Achein. Roi bnei adam mechapsi mesa simcha benarot. People look for simcha in... No one's ever been able to tell me it's a Hebrew figure of speech, benerot, but they look for simcha in whatever, in the wrong places, in fantasies, in whatever. Kulam reitzin lismayach, everybody wants to be happy. I've never met anybody that would say, just leave me alone, I want to be miserable, unless he was really so miserable that there was no hope. But most people want to be besimcha. In a quiet, reflective moment, in a moment of adultness, you ask anybody, you want to be besimcha. That's our natural state, by the way. You look at children who haven't been messed up yet. Yeah, whatever that age is, before they go to school, I don't know, whatever. Fine. You see, children are naturally besimcha. It's a natural state. It's a natural default position that a person is besimcha. Why shouldn't he be? Why shouldn't he be besimcha? He has everything. But then we start making cheshbonos and we start getting messed up. But kolzman, that doesn't happen, you are besimcha. Ulam, b'fi kulam shkura hataina, ki asoga simchi avoides kashe. Everybody will tell you, well, to be the simcha is not hard. That's real hard. That's difficult. That's big work. That's not something that's not for the light-hearted, you know. So, being the simcha is avoid a kasher. The daitam zuhu medrega rama v'nesia. It's so rare to find today that people think that simcha is some high darga that's for the, you know, for the few people that when they learn, they get cheshek, they get tam b'limud, they get geshmak from the learning. You know, those are the only people that are really besimcha, because you've tried everything in the secular world. Think about it carefully. You've tried everything in the secular world, and you know that that doesn't provide lasting simcha. Yeah, you know that. Otherwise, what are you doing? Yeah, you should be in Malibu or somewhere, you know. So no, you because you understand that it's only Torah and mitzvahs that gives you simcha, and then you have a look and you see, yeah, but that's also quite rare. That's not something that's so simple. It's only the few segula, the few gedolim, you know, that are mamash, that are isek and steiging and learning the whole day, and the Torah is dvash and it's honey and it's dripping schmuck for them. And then you start learning, and the local kach, it's not so much dvash there. Yeah, but days are some better than worse, some days are other. But at the end of the day, you learn and you go back and you're miserable. So you think, no, this is only for very few people. And then now you're stuck, because there's nothing in the secular world that gives you any lasting simcha. And you just found that in the Torah world, there's nothing. We just came out of a sukkah, you know, Zman Simcha Seinu. We just came through a Shmini Atzeret, which is the pinnacle of Simcha, and I'm still miserable. So I'm Azu Ozeli. So there's nothing in the secular world, nothing in the Torah world. So I'm stuck now. Mamash, now I'm really in a mess. And the only way I'm ever going to be the Simcha is if I become bigger than Reb Chaim, and that's never going to happen. You know, I'm never going to be a poisek. I'm not going to be the God of Lador. I'm not going to be anything. So I might as well just be miserable. So then now I'm really stuck. So you have a real problem, you see. Yeah, this is not a simple problem, you see. So I'm just going to see if somebody's here. There's one person out there who knows what I'm talking about. No, he didn't get you. Okay, pity. All right. Oh no, there he is. Okay, fine. Beseda. So sorry. Good. So if that's the case, so then Keitza Nitalismar Kashe Yeshbola Mainu. So now you've got a very good question. There's a valid question. How am I supposed to be Sameach when there is so much suffering in the world? So much suffering in the world. Baruchnes and Begashmes. Surim, Tzoros, Sevel. Mchshulim, Shonis, Ruchnes, Gashmes. Look at the world we live in. The Moraim said, let Mashiach come and don't let me live there. We'll see. We'll deal with it later. Rabbi Yosef there. It was a buyer said, let Mashiach come, let me not live to see it. Because why? So the pshat is one of the pshatim is because the ruchnius level of the generation is going to be so low. I don't know, I'm going to be able to survive in such a generation. That's the generation we're living in. We're the bottom of the feet of ruchnius, and the suffering and the problems, and now you want me to be besimcha in all of that? We haven't dealt with the trauma of the Holocaust yet, and you want me to be besimcha? You know, with all the other new traumas that are piled on top of us. You know how many funerals there are a day, Rachman al-San, Jewish funerals in the world today? You want me to be besimcha? I mean, that's a good question, huh? Keitzad nismach kashiyesh overdraft babank. If you have an overdraft today, you're lucky. Most people today, the bank won't even give them an overdraft. You're lucky if you got an overdraft today, you know? Kashe baya briutit, health problems, serious health problems. All sorts of interpersonal relationships, problems, the neighbor upstairs, this one, that one, your mother-in-law, your wife, the children. Whoa, you want me to be simcha in all of this? Afilu bnei aliyah hamatzlichim litalot ulasiach das mimitzukoseyem agashmias. Even they are, it's an amazing thing, especially in Eretz Yisrael, you see it, that people are able to raise their heads above their physical gashmistika problems and put their heads into their ruchnias and are able to live very, very beautiful lives, even though the gashmis is not so poshut. And we call mokam akashim v'anisyonis haruchnim marchikim milib emesasimcha. But the spiritual challenge that they have distance them from simcha. So your mamash stuck between a rock and a hard place here. There's nowhere to move. He's really painting a very bleak picture here, boy. So if you're not suicidal by the time we finish today's vad, then there's definitely something wrong with you. You know, you should be miserable, depressed, and completely suicidal by the time I'm finished with you today. Okay, why should I be the only one? You know, you have to pass it on. Okay, so
that's great marketing for the yeshiva, Rosh Yeshiva.
Yeah. Okay. I resign. I'm not a Rosh Yeshiva, Baruch. You can stop calling me. I'm not a Rosh Yeshiva anymore. I'm maybe the Rosh of Zoom, but that's about as much as I'm prepared to accept for the moment. Okay. So that's a big problem. Wow. This is a real problem. What do you do? It becomes a very rare commodity, the simcha. Where do you find it? So now that we've got you really miserable and depressed, let's ask a good question. This is an earth-shattering question. For those of you who've never heard it, those of you who've been around and you've learned the sefer, you understand what we're talking about. But if you haven't heard this, and if you've heard it, you need to internalize and take this to the next level. We're not talking about simcha that's noveya, that comes from something else. I got a new car, so I'm happy. I learned the toisus and understood the toisus, now I'm happy. I got a new pair of tefillin, and wow, it was gevaldik for 3 days, and I went back to putting on tefillin without even noticing. You know, I wasn't well, and now I'm well, so now I'm besimcha. No, we're talking about simcha amitis, bekol tnai ubekol matzav. Irrespective of what's going on around you or inside of you, you're always besimcha, because it has nothing to do with anything other than your inner bechira decision to be besimcha. Is that possible? So it's such a thing that shaykh. Let's call it simcha she'enu tolo bedova. There's a thing called ava she'enu tolo bedova. There's a love you have for another person, not because of anything that they give you, you get from them, feelings that you feel inside, nothing. You love the person because you choose to love them. Neto, no matter what. Unconditional love. Dova she'enu tolo bedova. It's an inner bechira that you make. Is that shaykh basimcha as well or not? Hayim kaim mafteach, is there some kind of a magic wand, a key? Kol shehu, shebazrotu natzliach lahagdir lelibeinu simcha tmidis. With that key, we're able to impenetrate, to grind, to engrave into our hearts constant simcha. Sheinu mushpat mikashim chitzoyim, that are not affected whatsoever by difficulties that come from outside. How's that for the $1 billion magic wand? I give you something, okay? But no matter what's going on, you're always besimcha. Who wouldn't pay for that, no? So I'll tell you shocking. I'm just going to drop this and then we'll leave it, because it's I don't know what you do with this. Hopefully by the time we finish the sefer, we'll understand what he's talking about. But there's a line in the Chazon Ish, Limunin Betochen, he says, goes something like this. He says that there is no sadness for someone who understands the light of truth. There is no sadness. He doesn't say there's simcha. He says there's no sadness. Okay. He's not saying whoever understands the light of truth is always the simcha. But he says, I don't know how much you can be madaik there, but he says whoever understands the light of truth can never be sad. You know, he didn't have the Holocaust. He himself never had children. He had a very difficult life. Chazon Ish didn't have an easy life. His whole family got wiped out. He had to run away. He came to Israel. He never had children. You know, serious, serious life challenges. You know, he forgot about all the suffering going on out there. Someone who understands the light of truth, there is no sadness. That's what we want to know. Is there such a thing? How do you connect to that? How do you find it? How do you get in touch with that? And there is no magic wand, but we have to discover how you do that. The answer to all these questions, and you think it would be the, you know, it would be a long story, but it's like four lines in the sefer. If simcha was hidu mitzvah, it's a nice thing to do. Aval, you know, if you don't do it, nishkefelach lo kara klum. Hanhaga toive, it's a very good thing to do. You know, it's certainly advisable. You know, if you don't want to understand, but yeah, it's kedar to do. Kedar. Madregel yoino midas chassidus, some high, spiritual darga, you know, for the black belt guys, or some sort of midas chassidus. Hani choyim lepotes atzmenu mimenu betainus onus. So then I can say, listen, it's got nothing to do with me. I'm honest. I'm not into midas chassidus. I'm not into dregas al yoino. I'm not into hanhagas tovus. I'm not into hidu mitzvahs. I'm just trying to keep, you know, like rabbanut. Don't ask me hidu mitzvahs. I just wanna get the basics right first, you know. So that this is not for me, and I can close the book and I can go on. Ulam emesi kasimcha hi inyan muhuti v'sharoshi b'yoisa. The problem is, and this is why you can't run away and just taina onus, is because simcha is the most essential and most fundamental thing that there is. It's something that touches the inner resonances of the neshama in the most deepest way. Without simcha, you can't take the first step in avodas Hashem. You can't even begin avodas Hashem. You can't even start thinking about avodas Hashem. You can't tie a potter, you can't tie an honors because Lamai sees we can do it. Everyone can do it. I don't know how, because I've been through the sefer 20 times and I still haven't learned how to do it. But each time you go through, you get a little bit better, you get a bit more, you become more aware of it. But hopefully we'll be able to. There are people that have reported back that learning these sugyas and whatever enable them to deal with life's challenges in a much more functional way. So let's see. How we doing for time? Okay, let's do this little shtickle and then we will stop. Mi base mi drosh of Russia kodesh loim di manu dvarim noirim benoisuze. Okay, we don't have to learn. Chassidus or Musa or this one or that one. It goes straight to Rashi. You know, Rashi knew what he was talking about. I think he's someone we can sumech on. And he says like this: Lo simcha lo neichel lidrei chas v'chilele al nisan avodas Hashem. You can't even begin to even step to the doorstep of avodas Hashem without simcha. Rashi says, "Es aposuk v'shabachti ani es asimcha." Posuk in Koheles, "V'shabachti ani es asimcha." The Shlomo Melech says, "I praised simcha." Praise the simcha. The first Rashi says like this: "She sameach b'chelkoi." What's v'shabachti ani es asimcha? That you must be sameach b'chelkoi. V'oisek b'pigudim yisharim asamcha leiv. And you must be Isaac. We'll have to see what that means from the Pasuk in Tehillim. Pikudim Yisharim Sam Chaylev. V'lo yesh toif acha harbos hoin. And you shouldn't be rodefing, running after, pursuing to make lots and lots of money. B'neshek umarbis v'gezel. To be involved in ribis and in theft. Not do, go after money and do all sorts of kunsim to make lots of money. Go do a lot of avarice to do money. Listen to this, it's terrifying. Whoever's not samach b'chelkoi, shtoivacha hamomen, bolida avarice gezel v'nova ribis. He'll come to, someone not samach b'chelkoi, this is what's going to happen. If his taiva is going to go into momen, he's going to be over the avarice of gezel or nova ribis, which is heavy stuff. Those are not lightweight. You know, ribis is ein chelek lo lamaba, so that's proshut, big stuff. Now listen, v'sha'enu samach b'chelkoi lin en avas ishtoi, and if he's not samach b'chelkoi in the wife, in the avas ishtoi that he got, shtoif achrei noshim lahara achrei eishes ish ad kan divrei Rashi. Rashi tells you he'll eventually land up, he could be over the is of eishes ish ochman al itzlan. And don't tell me that never happens and it doesn't happen, okay? Because then you disconnected from reality. Sada,
my kesher, Ben Zelaza.
Let's see. Someone who's not samach b'chelkoi. Shlomo Melech says, let's go through this slowly. We don't have a lot of time. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Shlomo Melech says, v'shabachti ani es ha-simcha. I'm praising simcha. What's so praiseworthy about simcha? Says Rashi, I'll tell you what. Because if you don't have simcha, if you're not samach b'chelkoi, that's, he says, the simcha that Shlomo Melech is talking about is the samach b'chelkoi. Rashi picks two areas, because these are the two main areas, momen and noshim, taivas ha-momim and taivas ha-noshim. Those are the two big areas that we have a problem with. Not everybody the same, whatever, but let's look at the world out there. Those are the two big taivas that people have a problem with. If you're not samach b'chelkoi with momen, then your taivas and momen will eventually bring you to the biggest avarice you can in momen. Gezel oino v'ribis. That's where you're going to land up, Rashi says. That's the outcome of being not samach b'chelkoi b'gashmias. Momen. Now, someone who's not samach b'chelkoi in marriage, where's that taivas and noshim going to take him? As far as you can go. And momen it's ribis, and in taivas and noshim it's being over is of aishas ish. That's how far it can go. I mean, it always will go there. But those are the possibilities involved in the danger of not being samach b'chelkoi. As I state Rashi. Now you can say Rashi doesn't know what he's talking about because he lived 1,000 years ago and things have changed. And today we're such tzaddikim and we don't have these problems. No one has a taivas hamomen or taivas noshim today. It could be, I don't know. But in the 20 years that I've been in this world, 27 years, I don't know how old I am anymore, I know there's a big tivus hamamon. Everybody knows that. You can see people mamish committing suicide over mamon. And tivus anoshim, who's going to taina? What are you talking about? But that Rashi's telling you, these are not small things, tivus hamamon, tivus anoshim. It's a lack of samach b'chelkoi, and that's where they lead to. They take you all the way out the picture, all the way out. Ad kadei ribis, and ad kadei isa isha sishin. Those are big things. That's not like, you didn't make a brocha on your, you forgot an after brocha on a glass of water. That's also not a good thing, but we're talking about ribis and isha sishin. That's Rashi. I don't know what you want to do with it. Neire neires. Rashi ma'amir is kol koita v'avodas Hashem ha'emes ha'mitzvah shebanon l'chaver ha'em shemitzvah benon l'makum. Al yisod ha-simcha. Rashi takes the whole Torah, benon lamok, benon chavera, and he sticks it on the pillar of simcha. Al midas samach b'chelkoi, lelo simcha adam shtoif achay amomen, v'achay hiru aveira rachman etzlan, v'ein ma'atzo lehidurosoi. There's no way to stop it. There's no breaks. It just goes deeper and deeper and deeper into it. Mikan novin at kama chashuvu v'chiyoinis, ki ha-simcha v'reinu v'at kama ein anu roishin l'italem imenu. Now you understand how important it is, and you can't run away from it. There's something you have to address. There's not haschol of avodas Hashem until this is in place. Now everybody has some simcha, and everybody has some avodas Hashem. We're not, obviously, in a sefer like this, we're dealing with principles. The principles, you have to learn how to apply them to yourselves and see exactly where you're holding India. This is not, everybody's not like on, mem teshari tuma, and that's it, I'm done. No, everyone's done some work in this area, and we all have some levels and some anhogas, some we're holding somewhere. But somebody who likes money never turned down a good deal. He wants more. So somebody who's tasted a bit of simcha and knows what it is, he wants more. So that's why we're here. We want to try and see how we can grow and develop and lift ourselves up more. But Rashi's painted it in a very clear picture. It's not nice for Rashi. Rashi knows we laid Kohelis on Sukkos, And Sukkos is man simcha seinu. And Rashi tells you, if you don't have simcha, you're dead, man. You're finished. Rashi couldn't have written this somewhere else where I don't have to face this on Sukkos. Tisha B'Av, maybe Rashi should have said that in Eichel somewhere, he could have found a place to teach me this cloud. No, Rashi teaches to me Dafkoi Koheles. Rashi didn't know that we lay in Koheles on Sukkos. Lo yafei Rashi, Imamish, I saw this on Sukkos and that's it. You're miserable for the rest of Sukkos. What happened here? No, that's Rashi's telling you. That's when you need to know this. On Sukkos, where there's Man Simcha Seinu, where you have to fill up the batteries with Simcha, you have to know that, why is Simcha so important? Well, because without it, you know where you're headed? No, not me. I'm immune from this. Rashi didn't mean me. Okay? So I'm not just the Prime Minister, I'm also Rishon now. Okay? Also good. Beseder, Rabbi, so have a good day. And hopefully we were able to, these are the problems that we're facing. Let's see how we can, let's Hashem take it forward.
Shkoyach.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Take good care.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, 9:45, Bezrat Hashem. Until the end of the week, it'll be 9:45. Friday, we're learning Shabbos Malchasa. And then next week, I don't know, we'll see. I don't know when Rovolitsky's starting his share, but whenever he starts, it's 9:30. Is it 10? We'll have to start at 9:30. In the meantime, 9:45, Bezrat Hashem. Shkoyach.